Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Leumi's second quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 15th, 2016. With us online today is Mr. Ron Pinheiro, CFO. The speaker will be using a PowerPoint presentation during this conference call, which is available on the bank's website, www.bankleumi.com. This conference call does not replace the need to review the latest periodic and/or quarterly reports in which full information is contained, including forward-looking information as defined in the Israeli securities law and set out in the aforementioned reports. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as other risk factors which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I would like now to turn over the call to Mr. Pinheiro. Mr. Pinheiro, would you like to begin?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for taking the time to join us on this conference call. I am pleased to present to you our first half financial results. I'm joined today by my colleagues, Professor Daniel Sidon, Deputy CEO, Ittai Ben-Zeev, Head of Capital Markets, Dr. Gil Bufman, Chief Economist, and Herb Small, Head of Investor Relations. Joining us today is Mr. Omer Ziv, starting tomorrow, Leumi's new CFO. On behalf of myself and Leumi Group, I wish to welcome Omer and wish him great success. Please turn to slide three, which gives an overview of the strong fundamentals of the Israeli economy. Since other banks have already reported their results, I will not go into details regarding the economy. That said, I'd like to note that private consumption continues to lead economic growth, and we forecast GDP to grow by 2.4% in 2016. Please turn to slide four, where we've outlined some key points to bear in mind as we proceed through this presentation. They include digital. Leumi is leading digital banking in Israel. Just earlier this month, the prestigious American magazine CIO named Leumi the only Israeli organization as one of the 100 organizations worldwide that have distinguished themselves by creating business value through the innovative use of IT. Performance, a bank with solid earnings and strong fundamentals. Profit generation, where we continue to lead in the middle market sector and continue to increase market share in high ROE segments. Please turn to slide five, where we show a year-over-year comparison of our net profit. When comparing net profit for the first half, we need to point out some non-recurring items. In the first half this year, we recorded a net profit from the Visa Europe transaction in an amount of 242 million. That said, in the first half last year, we recognized sizable profits of 532 million shekels from Israel Corp, both from the gains on the sale of shares and from our share of equity profits. Excluding these non-recurring items for both periods, net profit for the first half of 2016 was 1.187 billion shekels, whereas in the first half of last year, net profit was 1.168 billion shekels. Additional items to take into account when comparing year-over-year net profit includes an increase in net interest income, a decrease in non-interest financing income, on which I will elaborate later during this presentation, a decrease in operating expenses, and a decrease in expenses for credit losses. As we see on the slide, second quarter profits increased substantially year-over-year. This was mainly due to the profits from the Visa Europe transaction, which I just mentioned, the recognition of tax shield due to the liquidation proceedings and sale of subsidiaries, which was offset by the one-time bonus for employees in connection with the efficiency plan. Please turn to slide six. As we see on this slide, net interest income increased by almost 5% year-over-year. This increase is due to the increase in the volume of credit, which set off the effect of the continuing fall in interest rates. As for expenses in respect of credit losses, in the first half of 2016, we recorded income of 277 million shekels. This is compared with an expense of 93 million shekels in the first half last year. The income recorded this year is mostly due to significant collections vis-a-vis large borrowers. Our average annual provision rate for the past 5 years stands at a low 24 basis points and reflects the high quality of our credit portfolio. Please turn to slide 7, where we see development of our problematic debt and declining NPL ratio, which stood at 1.1% in the first half. Please turn to slide 8, which shows a breakdown of our credit portfolio. Here we see that year over year, total credit grew by 4.5% and by 1.8% since December 31st, 2015. That said, without the effect of the depreciation of the shekel, credit grew by 2.3% since year-end. Credit to the commercial middle market sector grew by over 10%, and credit to households and small businesses, which we call retail, increased by nearly 5%, and by 1.8% since year-end. Our growth in the middle market and retail sectors is the result of our continued focus on high ROE and less capital-intensive segments. Slide 9, we see a total non-interest income amounted to some 2.6 billion shekels. As I mentioned earlier, this item includes income recorded in Q2 from the Visa Europe transaction. The year-over-year decrease in non-interest financing income can be attributed to the income we recorded in the first half of 2015 from the sale of shares in Israel Corp and Mobileye, and the low yields of the capital markets resulted in a decrease in income from available to for sale portfolio in the first half of 2016. Commissions in the first half of 2016 were impacted by our strategic decision to exit our European offshore private banking business, in particular, the sale of the Swiss activity, which was completed in March 2015, and the sale of our activities in Luxembourg, which was completed in Q1 2016. This decrease in activity impacted commissions by some 40 million shekels. In addition, commissions were impacted by the decrease in capital market related fees and a reduction in various commission tariffs due to regulation. On slide 10, we see that total operating and other expenses decreased year over year, mostly as a result of a decrease in salary expenses. Salary expenses decreased by almost 2%. This was mainly due to the decrease in the provisions for expected yield bonus and a decrease in current salary expenses in our overseas offices as a result of the closure of our offices in Switzerland and Luxembourg. In addition, on a non-recurring basis, salary expenses decreased in the Q1 15 and the Q1 16 as a result of new collective wage agreements. The trend is downward and salary stability is a core objective. Now I'd like to say a few words about our efficiency plan. On June 1st this year, Leumi's board of directors approved an efficiency plan in accordance with the requirements of the streamlining provisions of the supervisor of banks. We were the first bank to submit and receive approval from the supervisor of banks, and we are proud to report successful implementation of the plan. By year end, we expect over 670 employees to end their employment with the bank. Additionally, over the course of the next 5 years, a further 685 employees are expected to reach natural retirement age. The bank is prepared for the retirement and is investing efforts to adapt the organizational structure filling the gaps in critical areas, including training and retaining know-how through methodologies and plans which have been developed. On the expense side, as I mentioned earlier, in Q2, we recorded a provision of 155 million shekels for a one-time bonus payment as part of the agreement reached with the employees' unions in connection with the efficiency. On the capital side, pursuant to the directive of the Bank of Israel, the bank will benefit from relief in the calculation of capital adequacy ratios amounting to 405 million shekels after tax. Accordingly, over the next 5 years, the bank will include the cost of the plan in its capital adequacy ratio. In this way, the cost of the efficiency plan will be spread for the purpose of computing the bank's capital adequacy in a linear manner over 5 years. Please turn to slide 11. Deposits of the public increased by 3.4% when compared to year-end and by nearly 12% compared with June 30, 2015. The depreciation of the shekel against foreign currencies resulted in a decrease of 1% in total deposits. Excluding the depreciation of the shekel, we would have recorded a 4.4% increase in deposits of the public from year-end. When looking at the right side of the slide, you see another strength of our liquidity position. Israeli and foreign government bonds, together with cash and deposits with central banks, constitute some 26% of our balance sheet. Slide 12 shows our capital position. At June 30, 2016, our capital adequacy ratio stood at 14.68% and our Tier 1 capital ratio stood at 10.4%, which is substantially higher than the ratio reported at year-end. The steps we have taken to meet regulatory capital levels bring us closer to the date when we will be in the position to resume payments of dividends to our shareholders. Please turn to the final slide. I'd like to conclude with the mention of Tether. As you are aware, Leumi will soon launch Tether, which will provide full and complete online mobile banking services with an emphasis on simplicity, transparency, and convenience. Tether is based on the newest and most innovative technology and will challenge the status quo of banking. Before moving to the Q&A session, I'd like to end on a personal note. As many of you are aware, this will be my last conference call with you as Leumi CFO. Starting next week, I'll assume my new position as CEO of Leumi Card, Leumi's credit card business. I leave my position with great satisfaction. It has been a real exciting period for me. I would be happy to hear your comments and together with my colleagues, answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel a request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Micah Goldberg of Excellence. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on a great goodbye quarter run. And it was a pleasure working with you, and I wish you all the best and good luck in your new position.
Thank you.
A couple of questions, if I may. First of all, you mentioned that capital adequacy has reached 10.4 at the end of this quarter, ahead of what the Bank of Israel currently requires. Can you elaborate slightly on what does this mean from a dividend perspective, negotiation with Bank of Israel regarding that, timeline, and two, does this allow you to go back and grow your credit book again?
With regard to dividends, as I said in my notes, I think that we will first have to hit our capital target at the beginning of 2017. Once that is accomplished, we can start the discussions with the Bank of Israel. As for credit, I think we showed in the numbers. We grew very nicely the credit book, almost 2% in 6 months. I think it's a good tempo.
Just to remind me, what is the requirement for the beginning of the year?
10.3.
What level?
10.3. 3.
Are you currently also at 10.3?
Sorry?
Currently you're 10.4, right?
Yes, but I remind you that we have a transition of the employees' pension liability inclusion into the capital, and we're taking 20% of the provision to our capital as of 1/1/17.
Right, but that would reduce it to 10.2, so assuming you will be growing your capital ratio in the second half as well, you actually are pretty much there, right?
We are working our way, and as I said, in the beginning of 2017, I think this will be the time to have a detailed discussion.
Okay, thank you. Another question for you, if I may. you mentioned, I think, during the quarter, I think, that you had a new early retirement scheme, which you provided 455 million shekels as a bonus. But you also mentioned you might expand that. Is there any news on that? Is that going to happen, or is that unlikely to happen before year end?
At this point, we're not expanding. We reached our target of the close to 700 employees, which we believe will exit by the end of this year. The bank is taking the time to get adjusted and do all the changes we need to do as far as organizational structure, and only that we can start thinking of what next.
Okay, can you remind us some updates about some of the one-time items that are still outstanding? You have the legal issues with the judge of Kabuva about the insurance issue of something close to $100 million and the sale of some property that's still pending. Can you tell us pretty much what the timeline for this and what the size of that would be?
If I only knew, I would have been lucky. Judge Kabuv doesn't work for any one of us. He has his own timeline. So whenever he comes out and whatever the call would be, you know, you need to wait and see. There's no other way but to wait.
And is there an estimated amount there? I mean, it was published on like a $92 million. Is that still the same number?
We published the $92 million. Which on a net basis, because of the self-insurance portion, is like 60-something. This is up and waiting for Judge Kaboom's call.
Okay, and the sale of the major assets properties?
This is happening as we go along. It's not specific.
Okay, there's no timeline for that?
No.
Okay, my last question to you before I have to go back to the queue is, I mean, when you do the calculations on your underlying profitability, it seems like somewhere between 7-8%. And I'm just wondering, when you guys look at your profitability, your core profitability, and compare it to your main competitor, Bank of Palim, where do you see you are still lacking, and where can you grow, and what are you doing in order to accomplish or bridge that gap? Thank you very much for that.
It's a great question, Micha, but I don't think this is the forum to respond to this kind of a question. So I guess we leave it to an offline office.
Okay. Well, good luck in a new effort.
Thank you.
The next question is from Tavi Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my question. First of all, I wanted to wish you good luck, Ron, in your next job. It's been great working with you all these years.
Thank you, Tavi.
You mentioned the launch of Pepper for the second half of this year. Can you just run us through what's the business model there? Any expected revenue contribution for Leumi? Can you give us any color on the business model in general?
Okay. I'll give you two comments on that. One, if you go to the world and see the other 10 digital banks that are out there, not all of them have a business model. What do you call a business model? So it's still in a work in progress. The second thing is, of course, I cannot say anything in this conference call until we come up and put it in the financials. So I guess we will have to wait a bit until the paper will be online, and then I'm sure the bank will give some guidance with regards to the gradual effect of paper next year.
Okay, I understood that. Thank you.
The next question is from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi there, good afternoon. A couple of questions. First, can you tell us a bit about margins in the individual segments? Where are margins under pressure? Where are they expanding? That's my first question.
Okay. You're talking about the retail, right, Michael?
I'm talking across the board. Where are margins under pressure, or where are margins expanding?
Okay, so we're talking credit because
the deposit side
is depressed. On the credit side, I think the picture doesn't change that dramatically. On the corporate side, there is pressure on margins. Due to the institutional players that are in the game. As far as retail goes, I think we see a better margins on the mortgage side. Aside from that, give or take, there's stability.
So in consumer ex mortgage, you'd say that there's stability over the last 6 months?
Ian, I missed you.
Consumer excluding mortgages. You'd say that there's an SME. You'd say there's stability over the last 6 months.
I would say so, yes.
Okay, thanks. And can you give us some indication how the bank is thinking about management pay, going forward? Where are you with the petition to the Supreme Court? And how does the bank think about management pay beyond that?
Management believes that paying the credit card companies executives should be bigger. I'm joking. It's not a question for us, and not for this conference call. It's a big issue. It will be probably addressed through once the Supreme Court come up with its decision. As you know, the unions, the banks union appealed to the Supreme Court. Once the call is there, I guess the people will have to take the decision.
Okay, so the bank hasn't done any work yet as to what pay will look like or may look like in the event that the Supreme Court doesn't rule in your favor.
I think that even if the bank did some work with the board, it's not out there, so I cannot really comment on that.
Okay. And then just lastly, on the, you mentioned 565 employees, natural attrition. Over what time period is that?
600.
Sorry, 600 and?
5 years.
Oh, for the next 5 years, another 600
yes.
employees. Okay.
680, yes.
Thank you, and good luck in your new role.
Thank you, Michael.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no additional... The next question is from Michael Shlemov of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. First of all, Ron, congrats on your new role and all the best in your new endeavors. And the question would be actually a little bit on the capital and the dividends. Could you remind us where your Tier 1 capital target would stand beyond 2017 and whatever it may be moved further up? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. The target, as we reported, is 10.5. By the end of 2017, and as far as we are concerned, this is our target. I do hope that the Bank of Israel will not do anything further for that sake. So as far as we are concerned, we are planning on the 10.5 at the end of next year.
Thank you for this. And does it basically include the systemically important buffers, or there could be something else coming on the top like we've seen in the other markets?
All the buffers you're referring are included.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, and good luck again.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. There will be a replay of this call available on Bank Leumi's website. This concludes Leumi's second quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.